This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. We will get quarterly results today from Carnival, the cruise line. That industry, cruises, suffered a massive losses during the pandemic. So far, there are signs things are starting to come back, but it's still a little choppy. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
The early days of the pandemic were brutal for the cruise line industry. The CDC issued a no-sail order for the ships. That brought a lot of negative publicity, says Asya Georgieva, who focuses on the cruise industry as principal of Infinity Research.
People were calling cruise ships petri dishes.
And who wants to vacation in a petri dish? With the CDC ban lifted and vaccines widely available, she says cruise loyalists have been returning.
There seems to be so much pent-up demand.
But the recovery is coming in fits and starts, says Rob Kortnick, a professor of marketing at Cornell. For example, he says 2021 holiday cruise bookings were strong.
Consumer demand was there, and then Omicron just crushed that.
He says cruises are typically booked farther out than other types of travel.
3, 6, 9 months in advance. And the unpredictability, with the pandemic makes it more challenging for consumers.
He says cruise ships will continue to fill up, but a full financial recovery for the industry is a longer haul. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.